You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1477.
When I look at, you know, the team and how we've kind of nurtured this whole process, it really, guys, it really is with your agency, who you're running with, who's running your PPC campaigns. I've seen it time and time again. It's all about how you nurture the relationship between the agency, the person running, and the sales team.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
So right now, what I want to do is I want to break down some stuff. I've got Jesse Champlain here. Jesse is, I stole Jesse. He was running Google accounts. He was with Google and I stole him over. And he has a great experience with real estate. He worked as a young man, worked at Keegley actually, and then found his passion with pay-per-click, running those, keeping our campaigns really, really, really strong and our keywords really, really strong. And I'm telling you guys, the difference is this, with inbound leads, inbound, I think, you know, I mean, with outbound, when you're prospecting and you're door knocking and you're texting and you're doing all these things to reach out to the property owner, your profitability is fantastic. But it's really, really, really tough to really build a huge business that's consistent and predictable without inbound leads for a couple different reasons. One, burnout. Burnout is real. When you have a tremendous amount of leads, here's the stats. And you can tell me, what, 1 to 12 with pay-per-click leads or 1 to 10?
1 to 10.
1 to 10.
1 to 10.
We need 10 pay-per-click leads to close one deal. Average deal size is 25,000. 24, 8, and some change. All right? With cold call and text, it's 1 to 60 to 75 leads. So what that means is acquisition teams have to go through a tremendous amount more effort. Yep. And a longer, and by the way, pay-per-click is 45 days start to finish. And most of them are 30 days.
Yep.
From the first contact to close, 45 days. Cold calls, text, 120 days. So listen, if you don't have a budget and you're putting in your time over your money, you're putting in effort over your budget, great. Fantastic. Just understand you got to go 4 months before you're going to start getting paid of consistency. So remember to build up your pipeline, build up your pipeline, build up your pipeline. But my guys, Chad and Ryan and Joshua, they get a lead today. They're on an appointment today. They got a contract today. 1 out of 10 times.
Boom, boom. That's it, man. Right. Like, I think when you look at, we're going to talk about March. I haven't ran the numbers for April yet, but mm-hmm. March was explosive. We had about 112 web forms come in.
Yep.
You know, handful of calls as well. But we had 11 PPC contracts in the month of March. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's like nearly like 1 in 10, near 1 in 11. Right. And when I look at, you know, the team and how we've kind of nurtured this whole process, it really, guys, it really is with your agency, who you're running with, who's running your PPC campaigns. I've seen it time and time again. It's all about how you nurture the relationship between the agency, the person running, and the sales team, right?
Right.
It's always, you know, it's the leads are bad or this is that or whatever it may be, right? That's just sales and marketing, right? The way me and Chad and Ryan and Joshua have built this synergistic relationship, if we're being honest, on how we talk about leads. The number one thing I want to tell to Chad is like, tell me if the leads are bad. I said this before I was even salaried. I was like, Chad, Ryan, the only way this is going to work is if you tell me the honest opinion on these leads.
Yeah.
Because I can go in and change things. I can go delegate budget elsewhere, right? Things of that nature. And so we built up this system that is just next level. It really is.
Well, let me explain this. 11 deals.
Yeah.
I think it was like 300,000.
I think a little more.
More than 300,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, right?
I think it was like 350, 400.
And in March, we spent how much?
37,000. Yeah. What the heck?
To over 300,000 return.
Yeah.
So guys, just remember this, just in your mind, the stats, 25% for marketing, 30% for staff, 5% for miscellaneous overhead. Okay. That's a 40% net business. That is like primo, 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 primo. Right? Because as an entrepreneur, you're either building a business that is a cash machine or you're building a business that you can exit someday and sell. This is not one of those exit someday and sell businesses. This is the ATM machine to go and to buy everything else, right? Yeah. To buy properties. This is real. People will use the proceeds from wholesaling. They'll go buy properties, 1 a month, 2 a month, 3 a month,
They're going to build up their portfolio. Yep. They're going to keep it for 15 years. They're going to put 15-year loans on them. They're going to pay all these off over the blah, 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 blah. And then they sell the whole portfolio for millions of dollars and they retire. That's the path that a lot of real estate entrepreneurs go down, right? I mean, that's what you do. You use this to go and fund that other business, and that other business is your portfolio. And you keep it for a long time, and you let appreciation do what it does, and you let the debt pay down do what it does. And then eventually you literally have an asset that you can sell. Not all businesses that have been owned for 10, 15, 20 years are worth selling. That's an absolute fact.
Yep.
Most aren't. Yeah. All the portfolios are.
Absolutely.
Real estate portfolios are, especially if you keep, you know, a good eye on it. But eventually, over time, you always win with real estate.
Always.
Always.
Oh, I mean, since, yeah, always. One of the big things I want to talk about, I've been auditing a lot of accounts lately, quite a bit. And it's been kind of the same thing over and over.
What does that mean, auditing?
So I'll go in, I'll have some, you know, either Brent will send me some people over or whoever it may be. And like, hey, can you just look at why I'm not winning in PPC? And time again, Brent, it is the same thing. It is either someone's running it, they're running it themselves, right?
Yep.
And they're tracking the wrong stats. Because typically, right, you look at marketing as a whole, you're looking at click-through rates, you're looking at cost per leads, you're looking at CPCs. The problem with that is, Brent, if I tell you our cost per lead, that's important, right?
Yes.
But is a cost per quality lead more important to you?
Yeah.
Because it funnels down to cost per deal.
Yeah.
Right? When we started...
Well, listen, you just said it. It was 1 out of 10. That means 9 of them aren't deals.
Exactly.
If that was 1 out of 2...
Yeah. When we first started, it was 1 in 20.
Right.
And we were able to knock that down.
Yep.
And so, like, even our cost per deal, right? We were sitting, I think, at, like, it would cost us 15 grand to get a deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know where we're at now? $4,600.
Love it.
To get a deal.
Right.
Right? And so that comes from these conversations you have with your agency.
Whoever. Not in March.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
In March, it was like $3,000.
Yeah, $3,000.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you have to have, one, you have to be okay having really high level conversations with your agency, whoever's running your account. And one of the things that I would recommend, and I've said this like probably 7 times this week, is like, they're telling the person that I'm auditing the account for is talking about, well, they tell us about our CPL, they tell us about our click-through rate or our cost per click. I'm like, and I ask them just straight up, does that matter to you? And they're like, well, not really. I'm like, yeah, because it doesn't translate to real money.
Right.
You should ask them cost per quality lead, cost per appointment,
mm-hmm.
and cost per deal.
Now listen, pay-per-click is expensive.
It is.
Pay-per-click is not for, you're just starting out, you have no experience.
Yep. No.
Because the fact is, I'll share this with you guys, and this is really important, and I say this all the time. If you look at pay-per-click, it's like no until you're full-time, have money and experience.
Yep. 100%.
So listen, well, that doesn't relate to me, Brent. I'm out of this live. Don't. This is where you want to go. This is the path that you're going down. I'm telling you, at some point, all roads lead to pay-per-click.
Right.
All roads lead to pay-per-click. I mean, the barrier to entry, the only other thing that I could see being really massive from a marketing standpoint is TV and radio, mm-hmm. and mostly TV. Yep. And TV has a huge barrier to entry, because if you don't understand, I mean, you need to spend at least probably in major markets, 30, 40 grand minimum in TV.
Oh, easy.
In pay-per-click, what's the minimum?
Minimum, if you're in a metro, right? Big metro market, I'd say 10 to 15.
Okay.
Right. I feel
minimum.
Like minimum.
Why?
Because if you're in Atlanta and you're spending $3,000 to $5,000,
yeah,
you'll get leads. They won't be quality though. And I'll explain why. The way the Google algorithm works is you're going to have, you know, your big players, right? Atlanta, they have massive players out there. I mean, Opendoor, Offerpad, et cetera.
Bro, every major market.
Realistically, every major market.
Yep.
And what happens is when the agency focuses on cost per lead, cost per click, et cetera, the problem with that is there's 8 places to rank on Google Ads on the first page.
Right.
You are elevating the big players because they're always going to get the top four. My whole strategy is getting to the top four. Every single account I've ran, it's been pretty successful to get that. You know, we're sitting at, you know, in Dallas, I'm number one. And we started in February.
Well, even Phoenix.
Even Phoenix, we're number one. And Phoenix, you don't talk about competitive markets. The reason why you start with a high budget is you have to be able to compete with the big players.
And I'm telling you this, there are certain bigger agencies in our space that hide your account. You can't even see what they're spending money on.
Literally this week, I had an account and I'm like, oh,
you audit two accounts.
Yeah, that's true. I was like, well, I can't really audit because I don't see the numbers, right? If your agency hides the data from you, huge red flag, guys. Huge red flag.
Yep.
Transparency is everything in this game. right? I feel like in business, if we just talk about business in general, transparency is everything. If I can't go to Brent and tell him our cost per deal,
yep.
If I can't go to our team and say, hey, we're spending this much, like, it's just silly. It's in my opinion.
Go back. So if you don't have a big enough budget,
yeah.
You're just elevating the people.
You're elevating the big players.
Right.
Because you're going to take up 4 through 8 instead of 1 through 4.
Right.
And that's a problem because...
What's the difference? I mean, do people not click 5,
no.
6, 7,
no
8?
Do you scroll down Google? Do you, like when you type something in?
What's the joke about the second page on Google?
Yeah.
That's where all the bodies are buried, yeah, type of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's a really big thing. You know, I see a bunch of comments in here for Facebook, and that is like, I feel like top of the funnel, right? Mm-hmm. When it comes to marketing paid inbound leads, Facebook is the top. Then you go into Google, then you go into TV or radio, I feel like, and then TV, right? And I feel like that's just the progression.
And then Facebook.
And then, yeah.
Well, explain the difference between like search versus Facebook ads.
Yeah. So Facebook ads are disruptive, right? You're scrolling Instagram, you're scrolling Facebook, and you see an ad. It's disruptive. You might not be looking to sell a house. And I will tell you this, I don't care what any agency tells you, you cannot target by demographics. So you can't really, your creatives are king, people on Facebook. Creatives king, right? Whereas search, people are literally typing in Google, sell my house fast in Phoenix.
I'm telling you, people literally, I mean, we did it earlier this week. They came in literally, Monday? They came in, we set an appointment, went out there, locked up the deal.
It's crazy. Like, this is like, people are...
Because people are like, they're actively looking to sell their house. Now, listen, you're going to run across a lot of people that have their property listed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they're just not getting offers. Yep. So they're just looking for you to come in and give them their list
price.
Their
retail price. Right? Yep.
Yeah. You've got people that inherited a lot of properties. Yep. We see that a lot.
A lot.
A lot of the properties that we're buying are the properties that were inherited or going through probate, and they live out of state. They're coming into town.
Yep.
They want it done and dusted, and they don't want to mess around with them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the biggest thing there is like, that was intentional. Like, probate and inherited was intentional. We created ad groups probably 6 months ago to target those people. And it's really cool to see that, you know, I mean, even in middle of February, we did I pulled a lever. That was pretty massive.
Tell him, Jesse.
Uh-huh.
Don't tell
him. Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No, of course. Essentially, I actually, because the Google algorithm can be tricky. And so you have to go in, you have to be able to experiment with it. And that's one thing I love working with Brent is like, I have the ability to experiment.
Yeah.
And so like, I was like, okay, we're getting like 60 to like 80 leads a month. That's not good enough. Mm-mm. I need 100 to 150 because we brought on a new acquisitions person.
Yep.
And I was like, I have like, realistically, that feeds a lot of mouths. Yep. And so like, how do I account for that? And so I actually backtracked in the process, switched a bidding strategy up, and we are now sitting at on average from March to even April, 100 plus leads a month.
Yep.
And that's just, you know, that's what you have to be. If you have an agency, and I'm trying to be careful here because I don't want to sound like a jerk.
Yeah.
But if you have an agency.
I'll sound like a jerk.
There you go.
I've been through a lot of agencies.
You have. And like, if you have an agency that's just okay with like setting something up and then like
they forget
about it, it's pointless, guys. Yeah. Like Google Ads on average changes every 2 weeks.
Yep.
A big massive change happens probably every quarter. And it's like, if you're not accounting for that, you're literally lighting money on fire.
Yep. Guys, if you have a PPC account or you're getting PPC leads and you want it to be audited, go to talktopeople.com. Or if you're just at that point now where you're ready to open up to pay-per-click leads and small markets, how much budget?
I'd say $500 to $7,500, depending on market, right?
Big budget?
Big budget, 10 to 15.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. Jesse, you're the man. Go to, I got a couple more questions for you. The cost per leads are about $400?
I'd say $350 to $400. Yeah.
Right. In a major market.
In a major market. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
It's expensive, guys.
I'm telling you.
That's not even.
My team gets these leads. They get texts, alerts. And by the way, we didn't even touch on this. And I think we should go into this now because this is really important. There's one thing to get the leads.
Yeah.
You need to convert them instantly.
Instant.
I mean, as soon as somebody fills out a web form, if you're not reaching out to them within one minute,
guys,
the drop off is incredible.
I mean, you say it all the time. Time kills all deals.
Yep.
It's 10x in PPC. Even in inbound marketing, I feel like. It's 10x.
Yep.
Because if they're looking for an offer if they're looking to sell their house, like they need to know quickly. And to caveat that, there's almost an even more important piece there. It's like you're able to contact those leads within, Chad does it within 30 seconds, right?
Yeah.
But not only that, you have to be able to have a pillar conversation, the four pillars, mm-hmm. like quickly. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, Chad will send me screenshots of the of these leads and they're like the call time he has on them. Dude, one he sent me probably a month ago, 2 hours and 9 minutes.
The call.
The call.
Well, he's closed, I think this year, 3, maybe 4 on the initial call.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's I think it's accounted for, and I could pull it up, but probably $250,000 already this year from
absolutely
first call closes.
Yeah.
That Chad gets on there, does his thing. He's the best of the best.
He's the best.
So that's really important.
It is.
A lot of people think, oh, I'm going to just have a call center, or I'm going to just a VA, or I'm going to have somebody. It is the most important role.
It is.
In this part. Yeah. I'm telling you, the first contact with people has to be unbelievable, either yourself or somebody that is unbelievable at critical thinking, unbelievable at building rapport,
yeah.
unbelievable at lowering that force field that everybody has yeah. when they're talking to a stranger and they don't know if somebody's, you know, going to try to take advantage of them or if they're going to try to listen to them and all these things. And just hitting them with, well, how much do you want for it? And all these other things yeah. puts them on the back foot. It builds the wall stronger. There's definitely ways to go about that. If you guys are interested in what those calls sound like and how to go about that and the scripting of that, let me know. And we can certainly bring Chad on to the show here on Wednesdays and go through that. But it's critical.
Yeah.
And the speed to that lead is absolutely paramount. Because if you don't get to it, it's gone.
It's gone. I mean, we talked about the 1 to 4, right? The 1 to 4, they're most likely that person that's, you know, filling out that information is going to other websites.
Yep.
Like, you know, I've seen on average 5 to 8 different websites.
Yep.
And it really is getting to that lead quickly, guys. Like, that is it. And that's what I think contributes to our 1 to 10.
Now we're talking, some people are talking in here about Facebook leads, 1 to 25 leads. Yeah.
That honestly
for Facebook tracks.
That tracks. That's pretty good. Because Facebook, I've noticed, and this is just from industry knowledge and all that stuff, it's probably in that 2 to 3x return mark. Whereas if you look at Google and Facebook, we're at like a 5.8x
yep.
return. And that's because people are actively searching, yep. right? Whereas Facebook, it's disruptive. And so, yeah.
But again, it goes into the more leads you put in the top of your funnel for your team and for yourself
yep.
that are not quality
yep.
hides the best leads, guys. 100%. I'm telling you, I think Facebook is a great way if you have a smaller budget. It's a great way to get in. It's a great way to, you know, really build your chops of these incoming leads, yep. right? Because you'll get a lot more leads for sure. 100%. He's talking $30 to $50 a lead,
yeah.
which totally agree. Until Meta changes their algorithm.
No, literally.
Which happens all the time.
I think it happens more than it does on Google. Because
Oh my gosh.
A big change just happened.
Yep.
Like a week ago.
Yep.
And so it's one of those things where I was like, do you want to do disruptive and pay the money to learn how to follow up with these leads? I think it's a smart play.
Yep.
If you're ready, get into Google PPC where they're for sure ready because they're typing in Google sell my house, right? Mm-hmm. That's the important part there is the quality is way different.
Awesome.
Way different.
Awesome.
Cool.
Jesse, you're incredible.
You're the man.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at WholesalingInc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.